This is 1235 on that 4th and Harrison, inbound to downtown CBD. And as I was leaving the stop at 4th and Hall, the guy might have been intoxicated on something, but he fell out of his seat. That's all I know.
Okay. Is he conscious right now? Is he able to get up? Is he requesting medical?
Well, I went back and asked him if he fell out of his seat, and he said no, he didn't. Some of the people thought that he did fall out of his seat, and then he got off the bus.
Okay, so he said he didn't fall out of the seat, and he got off the bus. But did he have any obvious injuries as he was getting off the bus?
Well, I was handing out those courtesy cards, and he got off the bus with my back turned. It didn't look like he had any injuries, but I think he might have been intoxicated or something. I'm not sure. I just don't know.
Okay, so that happened as you were pulling away from 4th and Hall?
Yes, Grant, absolutely. As I was pulling away from 4th and Hall, that's when it happened. Yes, Grant, that's when it happened.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and send you that incident number. We'll have you fill out a report with whatever you did see, and then just include those courtesy cards as well. Do you have maybe a description of this gentleman?
I don't. I just remember he might have had white hair or blonde hair and like a red face. I don't know. Male. Who knows? 50, 60 years old. I don't know.
Okay. No worries. You're doing great. So he's a white male. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and put this in the computer and I'll send over that asset number to you, all right? Are you doing okay?
Absolutely, Grant. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been picking up all the people today all day and, you know, pretty busy bus. So, yeah, absolutely. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to make sure you're doing okay after all that. Okay. Well, I'll send you that asset number and we'll be clear at 1445.